Okay, welcome. Sorry, I didn't know I went live. It took a little time because I was trying to get set up with my computer. And I'll wait a few seconds for people to come on. Those of you watching the replay as well, say hi. I'm so excited to talk about this topic today. I'm hoping you're curious because it's a good home goal to have. And as I put before, it's a goal for all of us that we can all connect to, and also a goal that will help you with your other goals. And I know that it's time that a lot of us are thinking about resolutions for the new year. So this is a big one. All right, and I'm turning on live on Instagram. Welcome, Facebook and Instagram. So, but before we get started, I just wanted to hear from those of you live and those of you watching the replay, if you have New Year's resolutions, if it's a thing you do or you're thinking about now, this time, because maybe you're into it, maybe not. I've been noticing that this year, something that's really trending, I've seen a lot on videos and blog posts, is about having a value instead of a goal. So it's like the feeling that you want to feel instead of just the goal itself. So the example is like if you want to have a healthier diet, then the reason you want to do that is how you want to feel. You want to feel healthier, or you want to feel confident. Or if you want an organized home, the reason would be you want to feel focused or free. And so it's not just getting to the goal itself, but how you want to feel and already thinking about that. And that is directly connected to what we're going to talk about today. So if you think about this and how you want to feel, that really gets to the point of living the life that you want to live. And this is kind of the essence of it all. Like at the end of it, you could say that we want to be happy. And this is a big thing I talk about a lot. How to be happy, how to be living the lives we want to live, and how our homes can help us do that, how the spaces that we create really encourage us to do that and make that happen. And so when I think about home, of course, we want a beautiful home. We want a home that we can connect to. But especially, our home should be encouraging and reminding us of the real life goals we have, the things that matter, the things that we want to be pursuing all year round. And I say this in my course that I offer, the ultimate goal for having a beautiful home is to have a beautiful life. But think of your home as like a static cheerleader that's encouraging you to do more of the stuff that really matters. And that's important because a lot of times, I know for me, I felt that my home would hold me back because I had a lot of household things to do or just never was doing enough. So it's really important, how can our homes help us to do more of what we want to do and what matters? And that's where this goal comes in. So this goal is, in a nutshell, a tweetable, a phrase, display more of what you love as a reminder to do more of what you love. So, display more of what you love, do more of what you love. And I'm going to go into exactly how to do that or elaborate. The best way to think about this is to look at how we use our free time at home. And I know for some of us that varies a lot depending on if you have kids. Hey, Kelly, Kelly. Or if you, and hey, Diane. Yeah, happy you're here. Yeah, so if you have kids, your mom, it's different how much free time you have. And for all of us, there are different lifestyles. But the way that we use our free time is really important because this is, you know, the whole point of our home is to relax, to help us feel comfortable. And that's what we want to have a feeling at home, that we can let our guard down, that we can breathe, we can be ourselves. But equally important is re-energizing. And that's kind of where this goal really goes, helps with, because we need to relax and feel comfortable and let out, but we also need to feel energized. Yeah, no worries, Diane. Stay on if you can or watch the replay. It's cool. I know how it is. So we need to re-energize. And what does that mean? That means getting that motivation to go out and do what we've got to do, our responsibilities. Because you know, you get into relaxation mode and you space out, or you can go like kind of leave reality. Like my favorite thing is to watch Netflix or TV, kind of get into another person's world and life. But then you have to go, at the end of the day or the next morning, you have to go back to your life and what you have to do. And so that's where re-energizing is so important. And specifically, when I think about that, I think of doing an activity that you really enjoy just because you love it. Activity, interests, the word hobby, maybe not, but whatever it is, like it's something that you learn more by doing it. Like you want to learn because it excites you, because you feel just happy and curious that the time flies when you do it. So it could be something a skill you already have that you want to improve, or it could be a new skill that you're trying to learn. But the whole idea is that a re-energizing activity is something that gets you using your brain and problem solving or trying to create something just from you. And that's different than relaxing, because relaxing is to like let your brain go, just not have to think or do anything. And this is important because that is where we get our energy. We feel better when we've done something that we can see the result of, or we can see how we're improving, or just something we genuinely love to do. And this is something I discovered as a mom, was that I loved like painting or coloring and things before, particularly painting, but I just didn't do that because the thought of taking out all the stuff and everything became so draining. So I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. But I saw it really affecting me, that I needed some kind of creative activity, creative space to do something. And so I took up this coloring, these adult coloring books. I don't know if anyone else does it, but that was like a way that I could do kind of what I did with painting, which was like blending colors and playing with different ideas. And it was short, something I could do very simply, but I got that joy and that re-energizing that I was really craving and missing. And I only noticed it because I didn't have that time that I did before since becoming a mom. So this is again that point. Think about something that you're really kind of itching to do. What would you do if you had more time? And I think all of us, we have something. Maybe that's connected to what your resolutions are, or you're already doing it. But it's important to have that in our lives. And I'm going to talk about, I think for most of us, the challenge isn't that we don't have something or we don't know what we want to do, but it's finding time to do it, or it's that motivation, or just simply remembering, because I know I forget like all the time. So that's where your home can help you, and that's what the point of this goal is. First, though, the time point, I would say for me, like you definitely need more relaxing than you need energy. Hey, Yvette and Ariel, hey, it's so fun to see who's joining you. But you need more of that for sure. Like for me, I at least need 3 evenings that are just focused on relaxing. I like to think of it like a 3-1 ratio. So then I try to do 1 evening that's focused on rejuvenating or re-energizing. Or you could just say 1 hour in a week. Take it from your relaxing time to do a re-energizing activity. And so that can be, it doesn't have to be just straight 1 hour. Like for me, a second energizing activity I do is dance. Hey, yeah. And others who like dancing, like that, I've divided it up where I do 20 minutes over 3 days to dance a little bit in the morning. Yeah, dance. And so it doesn't have to be in the evening, you have to intentionally pick something that you really love, and most important is what you love to do, and do that. Make a point to do that once a week. And maybe that's already a resolution, so cool. But again, the point is keep it simple. Don't get stressed about it. I find the hour thing really helps me, just 1 hour once a week. So, okay, great. You have your re-energizing idea in mind. The way to really make it happen is to incorporate this in your home, like when you decorate your home. Think about displaying one or two things that directly correlate with the energizing interest that you want to pursue. So it can't just be anything either. It has to be inspiring. Like, say you want to learn French, something you've always wanted to do. Don't just put a sign on your fridge that says, learn French, because that's not so motivating. It's got to be something that's visually appealing, something that catches your eye. And you're like, ooh, when you see it, you're like, yeah, I want to do that. That reminds me. And not in a guilty way, like, oh man, I should be doing that. But really, yes, this is what I've been wanting to do. So for the French example, like, think maybe the reason you want to learn French is because you'd love to go to France one day. So put a photo or a painting of the Eiffel Tower in your bookshelf next to your French book. And then it's a way of reminding you, but it's also beautiful. Like, oh, you know, you connect first to that beauty and inspiration, and then you're reminded of what it was that you wanted to do. An even better example of this that I think is just genius, if you remember the KitchenAids when they came out, like the KitchenAid is like that mixing bowl and the machine in one, and they created this gorgeous assortment of colors. Like, it was really brilliant because there you could pick all the different colors to match your personality or the kitchen, and that really attracted people. Like, even me, and I am not a baker, I actually get stressed when I think about baking. I was like, oh, but maybe if I have a KitchenAid, I'll want to bake more because it's so pretty. But that was like, it's something visually inspiring that people, you know, typically with appliances, you would maybe hide them or put them away. But everyone, no, they wanted it out on their counter. And it was a great marketing tool because you saw them everywhere because they were so nice. But for someone who loves baking, for someone who that is their re-energizing activity, what a perfect reminder. Like, you wake up in the morning, you see your turquoise KitchenAid, and you think, hey, I have an extra, whatever, 40 minutes this evening. Let me bake that chocolate cake. You know, that is the point. We should have things in our home that we've intentionally placed there that are things that we love and connected to what we love to do as a reminder to keep us living the lives that we want to live. And the KitchenAid example is in the kitchen, but this you literally can apply anywhere with any object. It just takes a little bit of intentional planning and some creativity. And I'm going to talk about this in a second live stream that I'm going to do next week, like after the new year, January 5th. So we'll go into more specifics about how to do that. But today I wanted to give you three action steps because I'm curious and it'll be fun to find out. The first is to think about your one re-energizing or rejuvenation activity. Like, what is that one thing you would do via just an extra hour in a week? And find that extra hour of time to do it. And then look around your home and count, like literally like number 1, 2, 3. If you have anything that reminds you of that, that's visible. So it can't be behind a couch or in a closet. It's gotta be some kind of visible display, something that reminds you or is connected to that activity. And so count what that number is and then come back and post it. Yes, Aventa, the same thing. Maybe it would, but do you like baking more? You have the KitchenAid. Yeah, by the way, I love the comments. I forgot to say this in the beginning, but you can feel free to comment in because live is so fun because it's more like a conversation or interaction. But yeah, so find in your home if you have something and what that number is and come back and post it on this video, or if it's on Instagram, you can post it on the photo with the chair that I posted about this live, because I really want to know. I was actually so surprised when I did this myself that I had 1 to 0, like one thing of like paints, like I have paintings around the house, but actual tools for what I use to like paint or color with, I just had one little jar with my paintbrushes, but that was really it. And then I could have displayed, I have these coloring books, I could have been displaying those. I'm thinking about doing that. And with dance, I had nothing. And that like shocked me because I was like, wait, I love doing dancing. That's always been a kind of go-to recreational activity, but there was nothing in my home that reflected that. And that like was fun to see. And then I got more aware and thinking about, okay, what can I do to add this and really remind me to dance more? Because that has been the benefit and the help is that I do dance more because I see this little reminder. And I'm gonna share about what that is in the next live stream. So for you, go and look and count and then come back and tell me. Just post a number. It can be 3, it can be 0, it can be 1, but I really want to see that. And if you're not at home, because I know it's the holidays, then do that when you get home. But you can comment, even if it's a few days later, a week later, it's okay. So that's everything for today. This is the first video in a series of live streams I'm going to do in January that are connected to making your home reflect you. So, and again, the next video is connected to this video about the how-to steps. But just to recap before I go sign off is what we talked about today. The most useful home goal for all of us to have is display what you love so that you do more of what you love. And the reason behind this is the goal should encourage you to pursue that one thing that you just want to do just because that makes you feel re-energized. And then I gave you three action steps just now. Find that activity, re-energize activity, count around your home if it's displayed or not, and post that number. And then come join back for part two in January, January 5th. And the last thing, if you like this video, found it useful, if you think of someone who might be able to relate to it, it might help them out, please like it or share it, pass it on to someone. Because really the goal behind all of this is, and what I do, is to spark inspiration and spread creativity. So that's, I hope it helped today. And I want to wish you a really wonderful last 2 to 3 days, depending where you are, of 2017, and a happy new year. I look forward to seeing you in 2018. Thanks so much for watching, listening, and commenting. And go find what you love and go find how to display it. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.